Here's a few tips. On the outside, if you get an evacuation order, turn off propane tanks. Move propane appliances away from your house or other structures. Connect the garden hoses to your outside valves. Fill water buckets and place them around the house, but don't leave them running because the fire department is going to need that water pressure. Leave exterior lights on your home so that it's visible to firefighters in smoke. And back your car into the driveway with the vehicle loaded and all the doors and windows closed. Keep your car keys with you. Have a ladder available and place it at a corner of the house for firefighters to quickly access your roof. Check on your neighbors. Make sure they know what's going on. Don't take it for granted that they are up to speed. Shut all your doors and windows, but leave them unlocked. In terms of thinking about, what do I grab? There are five P's of evacuation. People, number one. People, pets, and other animals. Prescriptions, something not everybody thinks of. A pair of eyeglasses, hearing aids, medical equipment. Papers, title to the car, birth certificates, those kind of things. Personal needs. So what are those little things that you can't live without if you needed to be out of your house for a few days? And of course, the final P, priceless items. Things that have meaning to you that are non-economic.